John Kennedy O'Hara entered politics. He knew it would be rough. He would have to take his licks. Nobody knows what the future's gonna be. But what happened to O'Hara was a travesty. What happened to O'Hara was a travesty. When McGovern ran for president, John was just a boy. When McGovern lost to Nixon, O'Hara felt destroyed. When Nixon fell to Watergate, it proved we could survive. That was the moment that O'Hara came alive. That was the moment that O'Hara came alive. It didn't take too long for O'Hara to grow up and see that here in Brooklyn, politicians were corrupt. He found a band of people who wouldn't take it anymore. Citizens can govern was painted on their door. Citizens can govern was painted on their door. Some ran for office. Joe Ferris was my friend. They tried to force him off the ballot, but Joe Ferris wouldn't bend. They challenged his petitions, and anyone who signed. But Joe Ferris won, because he had a spine. Joe Ferris won, because he had a spine. Joe Ferris took his seat and shook up the machine. He was not like anyone that they had ever seen. They decided to redistrict when he went to Albany. And in front of his house, they drew the boundary. In front of his house, they drew the boundary. When Joe ran again, he had to move across the street. He rented an apartment just to keep his seat. Those are the things that machines are gonna do to keep off the ballot anybody knew. To keep off the ballot anybody knew. When Joe Ferris moved on to bigger things, Jim Brennan tossed his hat into the ring. He was a reformer, at least we all believed. But it's been 20 years, so we might have been deceived. It's been 20 years, so we might have been deceived. O'Hara saw it early, and he became resolved to reform the reformers. He would have to get involved. Citizens can govern. That was quite a dream, but what they did to O'Hara was far worse than the machine. But what they did to O'Hara was far worse than the machine. They called him a psychopath, spread rumors all around. They harassed his mother, pushed his girlfriend to the ground. They challenged his petitions, and anyone who signed. But O'Hara kept on coming, because he had a spine. O'Hara kept on coming, because he had a spine. O'Hara kept on running, year after year he kept getting on the ballot. O'Hara had no fear, they redrew the district to make him go away. But his girlfriend's house was still inside, so it was there he chose to stay. His girlfriend's house was still inside, so it was there he chose to stay. Thank you. Hines is the DA. Some people call him Joe, some people call him Charles. No one seems to know, Joe or Charles. I guess it's all the same, but can you trust a DA when no one knows his name? Can you trust a DA when no one knows his name? He brought an indictment that defied common sense. Illegal voting from his girlfriend's residence. The first one convicted since 1873. And the only other one, Susan B. Anthony. The only other one, Susan B. Anthony. It took several trials, and after 10 appeals, Hines finally nailed him. O'Hara took no deals. No one can tell me there weren't better things to do in the Brooklyn DA's office. We need somebody new. In the Brooklyn DA's office, we need somebody new. The judge disbarred O'Hara and crippled him with a fine, made him clean up Brooklyn's garbage instead of doing time. Isn't that the ultimate irony? Trying to clean up Brooklyn was how his troubles came to be. Trying to clean up Brooklyn was how his troubles came to be. A reporter looked into Hines, and this is what he wrote. He was registered at his office, but that's not where he cast his vote. He claims he was in transition. What exactly does that mean? We'll probably never know he's suing Harper's Magazine. We'll probably never know he's suing Harper's Magazine. John Kennedy O'Hara entered politics. He knew it would be rough. He would have to take his licks. Nobody knows what the future's gonna be. But what happened to O'Hara was a travesty. What happened to O'Hara was a travesty.